There's a passage in Galatians chapter 6, and it begins in verse 7. And sometimes it's referred to as the harvest law. And it's called the harvest law, or it's became known as that, because it's talking about farming. And the passage itself says, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will reap." So this idea of planting and growing and then reaping or harvesting has become known as the harvest law. And we're told here, it is a law. This is a fact. It says it is so true that you shouldn't be fooled by it. Don't be deceived. And oftentimes when the Bible says don't be deceived, sometimes it's pointing out the fact this is something that could fool you. If you're not careful, you could be taken in by this. God is not fooled. God is not mocked. Whatever it is we grow or we plant, that's what's going to grow. So, physically speaking, you plant corn, what are you going to get? You're going to get corn. You plant soybeans, you're going to get soybeans. So whatever it is, that's ultimately the result. So when you plant jealousy, what's going to be the crop? When you plant hatred, what's the crop going to yield? When you plant these different challenges of that he just gets done listing in chapter 5, he talks about adultery and fornication and uncleanness and sorcery and hatred. What's going to be the crop? He says the crop is ultimately going to be death. It's going to lead to death. We can't survive spiritually if that's what we plant. And so in verse 8 in Galatians chapter 6, he says, "He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption." Those things are useless. But on the other hand, this harvest principle tells us if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap of the Spirit everlasting life. And so this harvest principle is so important that what we should do is step back in our lives and recognize, what am I planting? What have I planted today? Have I planted to the Spirit? Will I ultimately reap eternal life? Or have I planted to the things that are useless, to corruption, the things that are going to wear out and don't mean anything? Let's ask ourselves that very question and consider this harvest law. And be sure then that we're planting so that we will reap everlasting life. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.